AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's the first response by Israel since the strikes that killed seven aid workers from World Central Kitchen in Gaza. Two officers have been dismissed. Three have been reprimanded. Investigators say the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. More from the AP's Sam Mednick.
This just adds to the growing skepticism of Israel's military's decision-making. Rights groups and Palestinians have long accused Israel of indiscriminately killing civilians and recklessly firing on people during this war. This is something that Israel has denied. It's unclear if this investigation is going to quell any of the growing international condemnation that has surfaced since the aid workers were killed.
Before the announcement, National Security spokesman John Kirby talked about Israel's announcement that more aid will be going to Gaza.
We got to see results. We got to see sustainable deliverables here over time. It's not enough just to announce it, but they have moved on some of the very specific requests that the president made.
A senior administration official says President Biden wrote to the leaders of Egypt and Qatar, calling on them to press Hamas for a hostage deal with Israel. Just days before his hush money trial is supposed to start in New York, former President Donald Trump is demanding a new judge, rehashing longstanding grievances with Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan. The government says 303,000 jobs were added last month. PNC Financial's Gus Fauché expects an interest rate cut in June.
Interest rates will still be high, but that should be enough to support continued economic growth in the second half of 2024 and into 2025.
The unemployment rate dipped slightly to 3.8%. President Biden in Baltimore says the big question after the bridge collapse there is how can people go to work, go to school?
Everyone, including Congress, should be asking only one question. And they're going to be asked a question by your delegation. How can we help? How can we solve that problem?
This is AP News. President Biden will announce his new plan to relieve student debt.
People familiar with the plan say it will cover new categories of borrowers. The unveiling will come nearly a year after the Supreme Court foiled his administration's first attempt to cancel debt for millions who attended college. Biden will detail the plan in Madison, Wisconsin, on the flagship campus of the University of Wisconsin. Much of the specifics that Biden will discuss have long been telegraphed through a negotiated rulemaking process at the Department of Education. Officials believe that puts the plan on stronger legal footing. Norman Hall, Washington.
New York City has agreed to pay $17.5 million to settle a lawsuit filed by two Muslim women who were forced to remove their head coverings to be photographed after they were arrested. Jamila Clark and Arwa Aziz say they felt shamed and exposed when they were forced to remove their hijabs after they were arrested in 2017. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make.